Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in Washington, D.C. Look who we are talking to, Juan Fernandez-Ceballos from the Louisiana Credit Union. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, better now that you're here. So how is, I mean, we've got a room full of folks here, and I think you guys are going to be up on stage chatting up as well.
That's right.
What are we talking about today?
We're going to be talking about the future. We're going to be talking about the movement. We're going to be talking about the needs that credit unions are having and how we're going to be coming together to help solve them. It's going to be really exciting. I mean, this week, we have a record-breaking over 6,000 people from all over the country. So it's really awesome, really exciting. You can feel the energy. It's really awesome.
Any thoughts on the NAFQ and now becoming America's credit unions? Any expectations in that area?
Honestly, I'm really excited. What I'm really hoping happens is that we remain united and speak with one voice, because it's really important to have one message when we go to the Hill. It's really important to have one message when we go to the public. And obviously, it saves resources, it channels resources, so I think it's going to be really exciting for the future of our movement.
Indeed. And so when you're up in front of the crowd today, what are you going to be talking about in particular, representing Louisiana?
I'm going to be talking about the fact that we really need innovation. We need to come together to innovate, to keep purpose constant, but most importantly, really look at the pain points that credit unions are having and go back to basics. How can we as a movement, how can leads come together to look at the pain points that credit unions of all sizes are having and helping them be more efficient, help them be able to serve their members better, and help them grow? Because the reality is, while I'm really excited to be here, credit unions as a whole, we haven't done a lot of growing in the last 20 years. We've had some mergers, we've had some consolidations.
Membership's gone up a little bit, but the consolidation is a...
But assets, not so much. So I'm excited to see what we can do to come together to help credit unions grow, to help credit unions thrive, because at the end of the day, it's all about the members, and there's so many communities that need the impact, the economic impact that credit unions bring to them.
I couldn't agree more. And so what do you want the folks to take away? I mean, is there a particular message that you want to leave them with? And they go, let's think about that. Let's maybe act on this a little bit more.
I want us to start listening. I want us to start listening to each other. I want us to start listening to our members, to the communities, to the people that are not members. What do we need to do to really get to them, to really bring them to the movement? And I think that once we do that, it's going to be really exciting.
No doubt.
And it starts here.
It starts right here at the Underground.
That's right. Right here, right now.
Washington, D.C. Marty, is there anything else to add before I let you get back at it? I know you're busy this morning, so I want to...
I think it's just a time to be united, to be excited, and to look to the future, because the future is bright.
Great message, Juan. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Have fun up there today, all right?
Thank you.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible.